How do you feel when someone criticizes you? It tends not to feel too good. Maybe it prompts you to start beating yourself up. But you can listen to criticism without having to feel bad about yourself. Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. Hello, my friend. I hope you're happy. I hope you're peaceful. Well, nobody likes to be criticized, especially if you have perfectionist tendencies. But unless you listen to criticism, it makes it harder for you to grow and learn. So how do we deal with criticism mindfully? Well, it's important to think about the source of the criticism. It makes a huge difference whether it comes from a friend that we know cares about us, or someone that might have other motivations. But whether the criticism is delivered with kindness or less kindness, it doesn't necessarily decide whether it has value, so we don't have to jump to a conclusion immediately. Listen to what they have to say, don't react, take some time to breathe. And if you're feeling defensive, just notice and acknowledge that feeling. It's really important to take your time, so you might want to acknowledge to the person that you've heard what they have to say and walk away to take some time. Take some time to let your mind settle before you tackle the issue at hand. The golden rule is treat yourself with kindness, even if you think you have made a mistake. Non-judgment is one of the pillars of mindfulness, and you might feel upset with yourself or unhappy with the other person, but you don't have to take a judgment of yourself, and you don't have to judge the person who's criticizing you. You can simply accept that they're feeling the way they are without judging, and that you're feeling the way that you are without beating yourself up. So you might want to practice compassion towards a person who's criticizing you, even if you're not happy with the way that they delivered. It helps to calm yourself, and you can say, may you be happy, may you be peaceful, may you be healthy, and live a long life. And the guided meditation that we're going to do is going to cover that. So now you've stepped away and you're given some consideration to what the person has said. It's best to start with asking yourself the fundamental question, is it true? What good can I take from what they said? And that's up to you. If you believe that there's genuinely nothing of value that you can take from it, then that's fine. But there's usually something for us to learn, even if it's not necessarily what the other person was trying to communicate. The last thing to bear in mind is that there's a world of difference between criticism and abuse. So if you're being regularly unfairly criticized in a destructive way, you should know that this is not okay. Thich Nhat Hanh himself says that you should be tolerant to people only while it isn't harming your well-being. If someone is being insulting, manipulating you, or controlling you, then you can let the person know the impact their words have on you. If they attack you, you don't have to justify who you are, you don't have to explain, you don't have to defend. But most of all, you don't have to argue. If they don't listen, protect yourself by stepping back from the relationship, because nothing is more important than your peace and your mental health. So now we're going to do a compassion meditation. We're going to think of someone we love. We're going to think of someone who's suffering. We're going to think of someone who's criticized you in the past. We're going to think of ourselves and then all the people in the world. And we're going to direct our compassion towards all of them. So if you want to make yourself comfortable, I'll start with three sounds of the bell, and I'll do the usual settling in introduction. So firstly, focusing on your posture. And I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head. And it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position. Your spine like a stack of coins. Your heart raised upwards and outwards. With your hands comfortably in your lap. Moving your awareness to your body. Noticing if you feel warm or cold. Noticing if you feel tense or relaxed. Becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin. And the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. Focusing your awareness on your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, noticing each thought as it arises, and that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It might be a sad thought about yesterday. It could be a happy thought about today. Sitting with each thought for a moment, allowing it to leave, and gently and without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, focusing your awareness in your breath, noticing that column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how the air feels cooler on the way in. Warmer on the way out. So firstly, thinking of someone we love. May be happy. May be peaceful, may be healthy, and live a long life. and now thinking of someone we know who is suffering at the moment. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be healthy and live a long life. Now thinking of someone who has criticized us in the past, may be happy, may be peaceful, may be healthy, and live a long life. thinking of ourselves. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be healthy and live a long life. And finally, thinking of all the people across the world, may be happy, may be peaceful, may be healthy, and live a long life. opening your eyes. Taking a moment to stretch your back or your legs if you need to. Noticing any changes in your mind or in your body. And may you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be healthy and live a long life.